So, today we're going to talk about social psychology. Basically, it's a scientific study of mental functions and behaviors. Its goal is to understand both individuals and groups. It does this by establishing general principles and researching specific case studies, and ultimately, benefiting society. Psychologists also explore all manner of concepts: perception, emotion, motivation, personality, behavior, as well as how the brain works. What's interesting about psychologists' work is that psychologists are looking for correlations and cause and effect relationships. So they employ empirical and deductive methods to try to determine whether or not relationships between variables is taking place. But at the same time, they also employ symbolic interpretation and inductive techniques that are less scientific in essence. So psychology has to take into account research from a lot of different perspectives: social sciences, natural sciences, medicine. It can be referred to as hub science for this very reason. Now, when you think of a psychologist, you probably think of someone working in treating people with mental health issues, perhaps in a clinical setting. Those are the psychologists who have more scientific, neuropsychological leanings. But you actually see psychologists all over the place. Many have a therapeutic role as counselors, maybe in a school, care homes, or churches even. You have private practitioners working individually. And then you've got a whole range of people working in research. Let's look at the different branches of psychology now. The first one is cognitive. The focus on cognitive psychology is to look at what's going on in the mind when we carry out different mental tasks. Tasks like problem solving, reasoning, learning, remembering, feeling emotions, and so on. Cognitive psychology is interdisciplinary. Within this branch, we see cognitive neuroscientists, linguists, logicians, social scientists, and a new, well, newish strand interested in artificial intelligence, which is interested in human-computer interaction and computer modeling of the brain. Neuropsychology is the next branch, and what these people are looking at in particular is how the way we think and act relates to the brain, the physiological part of the brain, that is, what each part does, and how each part links to the other parts of the brain. Their techniques include neuroimaging and stimulating parts of the brain to see the consequences. And the third branch is biological psychology, or it's sometimes known as behavioral neuroscience. These people are looking at the deeper, underlying causes of unusual behavior and mental processes. For example, they might look at how disease or brain damage affects the brain and someone's subsequent behavior, or they might look at the effects of genetic or cellular mechanisms on the mind. Okay, so these are the three branches in psychology today. Now, I'd like to talk about the history of computer modeling of the brain. Psychologists used to consider the brain a computer. Through a series of programmed algorithms, it transforms information inputs into a series of outputs. But if our brain had programmed algorithms, we would have other types of responses. Our responses would be slower, more rigid, and much more precise than they actually are. This theory does not explain well how human cognition works. This is where a new theory called connectionism comes in. It's a much simpler theory than the previous one, and it explains brain functioning a lot better. Connectionism explains that information is processed through patterns of activation spreading. But what are these patterns? In simpler terms, it means that when information enters your brain, neurons begin to activate, forming a specific pattern that produces a specific output. This forms networks between neurons that will process information quickly without needing pre-programmed algorithms. Nowadays, we can't ignore the importance of computer modeling in psychology, as it's an often used tool. Although a computer cannot replicate the human mind fully, computers can process information extremely quickly, allowing psychologists to run many simulations at the same time in a short time. And this gives us more statistical power compared to running a couple of experiments in real life. With computers, you can also test hypotheses that you couldn't ordinarily observe in humans for ethical reasons.